Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of January, and I'm recording at 10:05 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, today's action, quiet for the most part, but there were a few highlights here. First, taking stock markets in the order in which they were open. Japan. The Nikkei pulled back 1.5% here today. That's a Nikkei 225. But interestingly, that second section index, which over the years, decades even, I've so often cited as a leader, that was actually up for the 8th straight day overall. And there are over 500 companies in that index, and there's no single company that dominates the weighting. I think the top weighted company in the second section index is only a little over 3% of the total. So it's interesting, and I think probably a positive divergence there. And Japan, which was our favorite Asian stock market last year, is still in that pole position here this year. Australia, tiny bit higher here overall, but still struggling somewhat with the soft commodity market. And in other Asian Pacific markets, they were mostly lower. China, this is a disappointing performance here still. The A shares broke a little lower here today. They were down 0.82%. Soft generally. The Hong Kong Hang Seng China Enterprise Index down 1.7% overall. This is kind of casting a pall over the Asian region, and one of the things that we're seeing as a consequence of this is that international investors are continuing to move away from Asia, where valuations are becoming more attractive. I mean, China's valuations, if you believe the numbers, are about half those of Wall Street. And these international investors are increasingly piling money into the developed Western markets, mainly the USA and also Europe. It's been increasingly Europe in recent months, as you're probably aware. Now, we can understand why. You've got the very big positive tailwind here from monetary policy, and that's certainly going to continue. And despite the U.S. tapering, although the trend relative to Europe is in the wrong direction as the tapering starts, nevertheless, it's still a very accommodative monetary policy there, and only Japan can really claim an even more stimulative monetary policy generally. But my feeling is that as far as most of these Asian markets are concerned, that their current spin in an out of favor position is, as I mentioned before, it's improving valuations relative to Wall Street. And if Europe goes higher, and I think it will as 2014 progresses, then that will reduce the attractiveness after a while of the European market, and we can expect at some point later on this year to see that pendulum swing back in favor of some of the Asian markets. But don't hold your breath. There's no evidence of that at the moment. Okay, now elsewhere, European markets, a little bit of profit-taking for the most part, although interestingly, we saw gains here today from the Italian market, up a third of a third of a percent, but the others were lower. The star performer, and I mentioned this yesterday and the day before, was one of the star performers in terms of an important lead from a previously chronically lagging sector, is that SX7E, that's the Euro region banks index. And Mario Draghi's pumped a lot of money into that sector, as you know. And again, I'd continue to give Europe the benefit of the doubt as long as that SX7E is in an overall upward trend above its rising 200-day moving average. And in the USA, very steady. The U.S. indices are extremely steady, near their highs. Actually, the NASDAQ composite briefly touched a new all-time high. The NASDAQ 100 index did not quite do that, and it also formed a very small downside key day reversal. I would not pay much attention to that unless we get clear evidence of downside follow-through coming in tomorrow. Incidentally, I have a hedge short position in that NASDAQ 100 index. You may have seen yesterday, I reopened it. But I've also placed another break-even stop, just because with a steady index, I'm not going to want to see that run against me on the upside. But if it continues to range, I will of course get stopped out. But equally, at some point, these overextended and relative to their MAs and somewhat expensive markets will finally get the 10% plus correction that has been so elusive, or it certainly was last year. Okay, Canada fraction higher here today, but before I leave the USA, Alcoa did report, and as it the first company to report, and it's earnings missed estimates, so that may not help sentiment tomorrow. Brazil hit by 2.5% nearly here today. That's in a bear market, and it reaffirmed that bearish trend by breaking down out of the recent trading range. Elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices in the Western markets are a little bit higher, which means the yields are a fraction lower. The U.S. dollar index is slightly lower here today, 80.92, but not much going on. The euro a little firmer, 1.36 against the dollar. And sterling also a little firmer, 1.6477. The Aussie currency is very quiet at 0.8900 against the US. And we still have a central bank there that is determined to keep that currency soft. Now, the yen is at 104.80. That's not bad for Japan, and I forgot to talk about Japan. No, I did. I did mention that strength. Apologies for forgetting that temporarily. This is a live broadcast, though, and will remain so. I hope you don't mind. And what else? Let's have a look at some of these precious metals today. Mostly a little firmer. Platinum up nearly $4. Gold, again, spot bullion is at 12.28. Still very much in a quiet range, and still in an overall downward trend on the medium-term charts. Silver just up a couple of cents, 19.56. So no clear evidence, really, that recovery has begun in these precious metals, although they're interesting at this level. But sentiment is still extremely bearish, and as it is for the entire commodity sector. And that Continuous Commodity Index, CCI, which we often refer to and post, that had a significant downward day in here. It's back to, I think it's 503.9. So 500 has been that roundophobia floor level for the last many months. And it certainly looks like it's going to be pressured here once again. What actually led the way on the downside? Well, I don't think there's any really big hit, but let's just take a look here quickly. Industrial metals, it wasn't there. They were not the cause, but they're mixed in here today. But this grain and bean complex, they have all eased here today. Cocoa has eased. That's been one of the few strong spots in these agricultural commodities, but it's lower here today. Crude oil, a little bit lower. And again, coffee. Coffee's certainly not expensive, but again, still not performing. Very little performance to the upside in here. And that's pretty much it. So all the best to all of you.